cooperative learning lesson ideas, and strategies. A link is provided for a printable version. Numbered Heads Together, a game for quiz or test preparation, not to be used if competition could be problematic. 1. Arrange for teams of 4 or 5 members. 2. Give each team a number for individual accountability of learning. 3. Present problems or questions to the whole class, allowing time for teams to come up with answers or solutions. 4. Call out a number, and the team member with that number will step forward to answer the question or explain the solution. 5. Each team that responds correctly gets a point, with tallies kept on the board as the game progresses. Think, pair, share. Number 1. After reviewing some content or reading a chunk of text, instruct students to informally find a partner in the classroom. 2. Present students with an idea and give them a few moments to write about it in their journals. Younger students might draw a picture and explain their idea. 3. Have students put their pens down and discuss the idea or pictorial representation in class, with all students contributing to the discussion. 4. After a few rounds of think, pair, share, instruct students to write down the names of 2 or 3 other students who gave them a good thought or idea. Find one of the people on their list and share another idea. 5. Variation. Before bringing it back to whole class discussion, have students find one other student to give one and get one from, giving away one thought and getting a new thought before moving on to someone else. Do this for 3 to 5 minutes before bringing it to a full class discussion. Group investigations. Group investigations has its roots in the work of John Dewey, with a belief that discovery leads to democratic society. Here's an approach for structuring group investigation in an inclusive classroom. 1. Organize students into teams around a broad topic. Present the class with a driving big idea question. Number 2. Provide students with resources related to the topic and to subtopics to choose from and research with student choice. A. Include internet sites with pre-selected bookmarks. B. Have students rank their choices from 1 to 3 before making a decision. C. Describe and discuss each subtopic fully so that students are clear on what resources are available, what each topic means, and how it relates to the main theme. 3. Instruct students to meet in their teams to problem solve and discuss how they'll complete the research on their subtopic. A. Provide students with lists so that they can complete their plan. The list should include what resources will be used, how much time will be spent, how they will report the information, for example, in a journal or on a prepared template or in the computer. How will they coach each other and hold each other accountable? 4. The teacher reviews each group's plan and subtopics for approval. Once all members have gathered their information, they take turns presenting their findings. Each group answers the big idea question based on conclusions drawn from all of their research. 5. This is optional. Groups present an overall report via PowerPoint, Prezi, or the like for presentation to the entire class. Below is a link for the Cooperative Team Investigation Organizer.